Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? You are listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a platform and space of intentional healing, joy, and rest for Black women. In today's episode, I want to talk about that fine line between being fearful and not saying something or speaking up for yourself versus really not speaking up or saying anything because you're just protecting your peace, okay? Because for me, that was a fine, or that is a fine line, one that I tend to straddle sometimes. And as I am learning to reparent and re-adult and adult, and just really step more into this place of owning who I am and valuing my peace and my opinions and valuing myself more, I really question myself and just make sure that, or not to like question as in I'm doing something wrong, but question myself to uncover and learn like these habits, for example, I have. Why do I do this thing? Why do I think these thoughts? Is there room for me to shift and have a better outcome? Will doing so make me feel more in alignment with the woman that I want to be? Does that make sense? And I lived my life for a very long time. I love how I said that, really long, very long time, in a place of, amongst other things, just fear. And I still have that fear in relation to certain things. But as I've said countless times on this podcast, because as I grow, you guys are growing with me, like, the old version of Bree, she doesn't live here anymore. She's not here anymore. And that's not to say that I don't still have things that I, you know, want to be mindful of or intentional about, but I'm just thankful for the growth and the healing that I've had thus far that doesn't make my life perfect by any stretch, doesn't make me a perfect human being. We will never be perfect, but I can just see that growth and those changes within me from year to year, month to month, whatever. And y'all, as I'm about to enter my 50s, okay? I know I look like I'm 21. But real talk, next year, your girl's gonna be 50. And I think 50, that decade, is gonna just bring a lot of beautiful things. And so I'm just kind of like baby stepping my way and in this growth and this healing journey. And I'm looking forward to that, but I really don't want fear to be on the main stage. I do think there's a place for fear, but I guess that's a conversation for another time. But I don't want the type of fear that I'm talking about today to be on the main stage and just dictating my life and the paths that I take and who I become and the opportunities that I go for or have, you know, made available to me or things like that. Does that make sense? So yeah, let's talk about that today, okay? And I think this is important for us for several reasons, but a few that I can think of is, of course, we are breaking cycles in this or on this podcast, in these weekly conversations that you and I have. We're breaking patterns. We're breaking patterns and cycles. And, you know, for Black women, particularly, we're healing from, a lot of us, from intergenerational trauma. And for me, that is like, I'm trying to reclaim parts of myself, including the right for me to stand up for myself, the right for me to say, hey, I want to be treated in this way, the right for me to just do those kind of things. And we know that decades or centuries ago, like our ancestors, like they could not do that. They could not do that. They could not speak up for themselves. They could not, you know, they say, hey, I don't like certain things about X, Y, Z, right? But so I think in a way, me taking a better hold of the things that I find I put fear into, I think it's for me personally a sign of just kind of like honoring them, honoring their story, honoring their history. So yeah, just, you know, breaking those cycles and wanting to encourage you to also honor not only them, but honor your voice. And honor your boundaries and be true to your boundaries. So that's one of the reasons. And also, I feel like it's important because we're centering our joy and peace, right? This is a way to center our joy and peace, especially amongst all the shenanigans that are thrust upon Black women in today's society, in everyday's society, to be quite honest, but in today's society. We deserve to not live a life full of fear. We deserve to live a life of freedom. We deserve to live a life of peace. We deserve to live a life of health. We deserve to live a life of prosperity. We deserve to live a life of well-being and wellness and support and love and just feeling amazing about ourselves. And I feel like that when fear takes hold, it diminishes those things. So yeah, there is a fine line between like protecting your peace and doing something because you are afraid. So I want to remind you that you have permission to choose, you know, what you do in this life. You have permission to choose your own, and you're empowered to choose your own self-care, your own joy, your own peace, your own whatever. So that's another reason why I want to have this conversation, because I know that even though you and I are not exactly the same, I know that we have similar, a lot of times similar thoughts or feelings on certain things. And so I feel like speaking up about fear is not only therapeutic or, you know, for me, but also hopefully for you as well, because maybe it will enlighten you to do some reflecting on your life and your journey and things like that. So yeah, we're breaking patterns, we're centering our joy and peace, and we're reclaiming our power, damn it. We're doing that too, because keep in mind that we have, when we're feeling that fear, and the fear can pop up in different places. It could be at your home, it can be at work, it could be in your relationships, whatever. But a lot of us, we're feeling the weight still of these trash systems, white supremacy, racism, oppression, capitalism, all these things. And so a lot of times we are afraid to speak up because it can have dire consequences, okay, on our life, on our coin, on our living situations, to where it could be dangerous to speak up, right? So, you know, I feel like just understanding where that line is for you can help to make you feel like you're reclaiming a part of yourself or reclaiming a part of your power. So yeah, that's why I wanted to have this conversation. So let's go ahead and get into it, okay? So really, the first question that I have is, have you ever found yourself staying quiet or staying silent when deep down in your spirit, deep down in your soul, you wanted to speak up for yourself, but you didn't, because you were afraid? Or have you ever found yourself staying silent when you wanted to say something deep down in your spirit, but you didn't, because protecting your peace, it just felt easier that way and you weren't afraid to have your say, but you knew that protecting your peace was the way. And so you weren't doing it out of fear. You were doing it out of your own self-preservation. Does that make sense? So let's talk about that line because there is a balance between protecting your peace and speaking up for yourself. And it's all personal, you know, and it can be very complex also because, again, since we're all different, even though we do have similar, you know what I mean, stories, but we're all different. So it's going to be shaped by your understanding of just the pressures that we're feeling, the traumas that you've experienced and endured and survived, your own personal healing journey. As you know, if you've been listening to the podcast for, I don't know, a few months, few weeks, few years, whatever, I've talked about a bit about the trauma that I've experienced. So from sexual abuse to just parental trauma or family trauma and stress and things like that. So my thought process will, of course, be different or varied from yours, okay? But again, this topic matters, and so that's why I want to talk about it. And hopefully I'm allowing you space to think about repairing to yourself again from a place of love and compassion and things like that. So, you know, for me, there are four points that help me, or four scenarios that help me to understand that I was, okay, let me back up. So again, kind of talking about how there are times where, you know, maybe you want to speak up for yourself, but you don't say anything. And I had to ask myself over and over again, by the way, am I doing this? Am I scared to say something? And I would know that I was immediately scared because the little girl in me, it feels like she would just want to shrivel up and die or cower in a corner somewhere or cry her eyes out. That was like your body, my body would definitely tell me that I was in that mode. And that's how I knew that fear was there. I would feel anxious. I would get something in the pit of my stomach. I would just feel like I was just like shaking all over, like out of just this fear. And so when I felt like that, I wouldn't say anything, even if I was wronged, even if someone did something to me that either I didn't like or didn't appreciate or rubbed me the wrong way or was disrespectful or was harmful or was toxic or was violent against me or my humanity. You know, I would just get so scared that I would just suck it up. I wouldn't say anything. Or just that fear of being labeled the angry Black woman. The angry Black woman. As if Black women ain't got nothing to be damn angry about if they want to be angry. But, you know, just that label. Again, keep in mind, because I'm not just talking about fear in like relationships or your home life, but in corporate environments as well. Fear of being labeled a problem. Fear of being labeled, you know, difficult to work with, fear of being labeled rude or, you know, basically doesn't play well with others. So AKA the angry Black woman. I for a long time, like that was something that I was just like, that had me shook. You know what I mean? Because when you're labeled the angry Black woman in corporate America, that affects a lot of things, including how far you rise to the top. Even though there usually is a cap anyway, you can be the most perfect golden child woman in corporate America, but that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to rise all the way to the top, unfortunately. But being labeled the angry Black woman can definitely prohibit you or impede you from advancing, from rising, from getting raises, for getting considered for new and better opportunities, okay? So I definitely didn't want to be labeled the angry Black woman, but as I've shared on the podcast, after a while, I just didn't give a... I'm sorry, I'm laughing, because this is funny to me. I just didn't give a damn anymore after a certain while, but this was years and years and years and years and years and years of working in a specific type of... office or situation. So in any case, again, have you ever found yourself staying silent when deep down you want to speak up for yourself? Okay. And so here's the thing. I was able to identify for me personally four things that kind of helped me to know, no, this isn't fear, but instead I am just choosing to honor my peace. I am choosing to protect my peace in this situation. And if I could say that, I was good with not saying anything. I was good with not saying anything in these four specific scenarios I'm going to give you. And so maybe these will help you to figure out, like, is it worth me saying anything? Is this worth my time? Right? But if I realized that it was fear, like I had a situation where I had to be direct with someone. And if you know anything about me or you understand, like, what it's like to have anxiety, or you've dealt with, for example, childhood trauma or things like that, you know that it is very hard to speak up for yourself. It is very hard to say what's on your heart when, for example, you always got shut down. You always got told you were wrong. You always got told this is not what a good person says or does. Or maybe you got your ass beat when you were a kid and for different things. And so it just basically, in other words, it just caused you to have this fear. You just kind of like shut down and you just never wanted to say anything because you knew that you were going to get berated. Maybe you would get whooped. Maybe you would get cussed out. Maybe you would get, there will be a consequence basically. Maybe you would get like stonewalled, ignored, right? Maybe love would be taken away from you, or support would be taken away from you if you spoke up for yourself and you said that, you know, this is wrong and I don't like when this happens, or I don't like when you do this to me, or whatever the case may be. If you've gone through that multiple times, or even over years or decades or whatever, of course, you know, you might have that fear within you, that little girl still like reaching out or crying out for like support and love and affection and understanding and compassion and someone just to see her and to honor her humanity and to listen and to at least want to explore and hear her thoughts. So when I feel like it's that kind of fear, I feel like I have to address it. And it may take me a very long time, unfortunately. This whole growth thing is not like an overnight thing for me. When I tell you many times I've had to baby step my way. It's official. Fall is here. So it's the perfect time to slow down and even simplify parts of your daily routine. Now, simple doesn't have to equal boring, especially when it comes to your makeup. Now, here's a tip. No matter what looks you're going for this season, do not forget the mascara. A great mascara pulls everything together, so it's an absolute must. This season, Thrive Cosmetics Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara is the must-have mascara. It lasts all day, it's gentle enough for my sensitive eyes, and their flake-free tubing formula dramatically lengthens and defines my lashes from root to tip. No clumps, no irritation, just longer, prettier lashes that make my eyes pop. Thrive Cosmetics uses clean ingredients, are 100% vegan certified, and they also give back to major causes, including domestic abuse. To me, this means that Thrive Cosmetics cares, and that's something that I can get behind 100%. Brighten up your fall look with Thrive Cosmetics, a luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/self-care. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/self-care for 20% off your first order. And I was saying that recently, like I've had to do that. I've had to speak up for myself, and I hadn't done so with this person consistently for a long time. And it's scary when you have to do that. It's scary when you have to confront. It's scary when you have to say the thing that is in your chest, but you know that there's going to be hell to pay, possibly, if you say it. But that's what I've been working on for the last few years. And it doesn't get, well, I shouldn't say it doesn't get easier. It's not always easy, but actually, it does get a little bit easier each time that I do it. So if it's fear, I try to address it, even if it takes a million years. I'm just being serious. I'm being honest with you. But if it's one of these four things, then I know, let it go. It's not fear. I ain't worrying about this because it's not even worth it, okay? So maybe these are the same for you. The first one I would say is, I know it's not fear when I'm choosing not to speak up because I have literally nothing to prove to this, to either to the situation or to the other person. Okay. I have nothing to prove to the other person. Sometimes when you're in a place of fear, it's because you feel like someone is better than you. You feel like someone's higher than you. You feel like you've got to get on their level to get their love, their high five, their appreciation, their support, their cosign, their love. You know what I mean? So you don't speak up because you don't want those things withheld from you, or you want the possibility to get those things. But when you have nothing to prove to the other person, like you just give no damns about proving something to them, it's like you're able just to let go of the need to prove yourself. And to me, that is, well, all of these things are liberating. So maybe I'll say this about every single thing I'm about to tell you. But man, when you don't have nothing to prove to nobody, and you just hold, you just silence yourself, and you just go on about your business, that is liberating. It is liberating. And it's because you're not, or one of the reasons is because you're not putting stock in their, you know, of having to prove anything to them. Like, you trust in your worth. You don't need their validation. And so the second thing that I would say is kind of similar, I guess, but again, you have nothing to prove with them, so it isn't even worth your time, so you're just protecting your peace. But also, you don't value their opinion. You don't value their opinion, okay? This helps to protect your mental peace in a world where Black women, our voices, our thoughts, our opinions, whatever, they are undervalued, they're devalued. In harmful ways. We're trying to be made to feel inferior or irrelevant, right? But having nothing to prove to the other person is liberating, as well as, I guess, kind of like a tie-in for the second one is not valuing their opinion, like giving no damns. If I feel like I don't have nothing to prove to them, because you can feel like you have nothing to prove, but you can still value their opinion, I guess, if that makes sense. In other words, you don't feel like you have to prove your point to them, but sometimes we still value their opinion for some reason. But when you don't value that person's opinion, and so you choose not to say anything because it, again, makes no difference to you either way, what they think, what they value, what their opinion is about the situation, what their opinion is about you, again, that is liberating. That is freedom. That is protecting your peace, okay? The third thing that I would say to where I'm like, okay, is this fear or not? Is, or in other words, not speaking up, if I'm doing it for this reason, the third reason, if that person, you know, is not open to hearing your heart or hearing your opinion, your thoughts, anything, you know what I mean? They're not open to listening. They're not open to changing. They're not open to honoring your humanity. Okay, that's a deal breaker for me, like off the bat these days. Didn't used to be. It didn't used to be. But now that, like, this one is like a no-brainer for me. If the person, in other words, for example, let's say it's someone and you're trying to tell them how something that they said or did, for example, hurt you, caused harm, violated you in some way. And they're just not open to listening. They don't want to change. They think they're always right. They think that there's nothing to learn. They think that they are justified in saying or doing the things that they say or do because that's how it's always been, because that's how they were raised, because, you know, they're better than you, they're higher than you on the totem pole, whatever the case may be, to where they just cannot even open up just a little to see your humanity, that for me, like, I'm just like, it's not even worth my time. It is not worth my time trying to say something to this person or speak up to this person, because it's not fear. It's just, I don't want to waste my time, because I see my worth so much better now, because I value myself so much more now, because I know that it is a waste of my breath. I'm not going to say anything at this point, right? When you repeatedly engage people like this, it takes a toll on your spirit. And I don't care if we're talking about, again, professional situations, home situations, or personal situations, whatever. Like, it takes a toll when someone or systems refuse to honor your humanity. It really, really does. And so protecting my peace for me is just like, it's not worth my time. I've had to learn what things are worth my time. And then the last thing is, you've already invested enough energy, and now you're just circling the drain, right? So maybe that above person kind of, I guess this is tied to number three, is like, you've already tried talking to them. You've already invested enough energy, right? And there comes a time where you've just got to walk away, sis. You have got to walk away. Like, you've been engaging in these conversations with this person or whatever. And the labor exchange between you and the situation, or you and the person, like, it's not, like, it doesn't have to always be equal necessarily, but it's like you are at a 83% and they're at like, what was it, 17%? I was trying to do the math in my head really quickly. But I feel like Black women, we experience this a lot in all the spaces that we end up in, especially when they are kind of like ruled by the constructs of like white supremacy or capitalism, right? Which is a lot of situations. But I would say for me, it's definitely not fear when I've analyzed the situation and I feel like I've already given them too much of my precious energy. And now it's just not even, it's not worth the headache. It's not worth the drain that I was trying to make an effort. I was trying to, again, not get it 50-50, but maybe get it like 60-40, 70-30, something, just to try to see some type of improvement. And it's just a bunch of back and forth, a bunch of gaslighting, a bunch of, but it's just like, after a certain point, it's like speaking up to this specific individual or in this certain situation, like it literally makes no sense. It makes no sense. So, you know, I'm really just doing what I can these days, especially as I get older. And again, this took me a lot of time, y'all. This took me a lot of time. But I'm really just trying to protect my energy. I'm really just trying to protect my peace. I'm really doing what I can to restore how I feel about myself, restore like my value within. I'm learning to like trust myself more. And I realize that protecting your peace, it is not always about staying silent. It isn't. This is where discernment comes in, because some situations you gotta buck up, and you know what I'm saying? But not all situations call for that. So really, it's up to you to determine if your silence is coming from a place of fear. Because if it is coming from a place of fear, I don't think that that's like true self-care. I don't feel like that's a true way to honor who you are. I just don't. That's just my thought process on it. I just feel like I'm just getting to a certain age where I don't want to do things from a place of fear if I can help it. I just really don't. And so it's really important for me, it's really important for us to understand and distinguish between speaking up for yourself versus staying quiet because you're afraid, especially in systems where there's uneven balance, especially in systems where there is oppression and things like that. So again, every situation is going to call for something different, but that's where you learning to trust yourself, trust your intuition, is really going to come in handy. And that just takes some time to really learn yourself. In a world where we're just so busy, we're so distracted, we have so many things pulling at us, we have so many responsibilities and what's the word that I'm looking for? I can't think of the word right now off the top of my head. Thanks, perimenopause. But we just have so many things pulling at us. Obligations. That's the word I was looking for. Heaven help me. Heaven help me. I need to go read a book or something after this. I can remember all the words. But we have a lot of obligations and responsibilities and tasks and chores and things like that just pulling on us in every single direction. But it's just when you encounter so much of that, it's hard to know yourself. It's hard to learn more about yourself and to explore and to reflect and to do so to gain understanding, right? But I feel like the more you're able to lean into that, it's always going to be better for you. It's always going to be better for you. I feel like the world is just not ready for all Black women to just lean into themselves, lean into that intuition. Because the world, I just don't think the world will be able to handle us just loving all Black women loving ourselves like that. All Black women trusting ourselves like that. The world is not ready for that. And I feel like that's another reason why that there are so many distractions. Maybe not necessarily specifically for that, but you know, I feel like distractions are a distraction for a reason. But that's a conversation for another time. But girl, just thinking about yourself, reflecting, exploring, allowing yourself opportunities to understand and to grow and to heal. When these opportunities arise to lean into situations where you're feeling like, I'm feeling fearful about something, so I'm not going to say anything. Ask yourself why. Reflect on those experiences. And I would ask you to think, like, are there areas of your life right now where you are protecting your peace? What are those like? What do you feel like when you're genuinely protecting your peace and you're not doing so out of fear? And also, do you have situations in your life where you're holding yourself back? You're holding yourself back from saying something. You're holding yourself back from doing something because you're doing so from a place of fear. And what does that look like? What does that feel like? What are the circumstances surrounding that? Again, you're not doing this from a place of judging or trying to be perfect or anything like that. It's just about learning. The more you learn about yourself, I promise you, like, that's just so life-changing. That is just so life-changing when you're able to see habits, for example, or cycles, and you're just learning more about yourself. It just opens up the world. So I would encourage you to do some gentle reflecting on this conversation. And, you know, I want to remind you as you're doing this that you deserve to feel safe. And you deserve to feel valued in every single area of your life. So again, if it's a fear versus you just ain't nobody got time for that. Like if it's a fear thing, just remember that getting to a point where you can speak up for yourself, if it is from a place of fear, it is an excellent part of the healing journey. So grab your journal, girl. And write about what I was talking about. Write about a time when you held yourself back from speaking up and think about, was it to protect your peace. Like you just, it just wasn't worth your time, or was it from a place of fear? And if it was from a place of fear, what might be one step that you can take to start to shift things or swing things in a different direction? Okay. All right. So my friend, that is it for this week's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. I would love to hear your thoughts and comments on this topic. You can leave me a note on Spotify. If you're listening to the podcast on Spotify, please do so. Let me know what you thought about today's episode, okay? All right, so that's it for this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you next Monday on the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Take care.